The secretary's on the line now.
Present.
Yeah.
How's your call, sir?
Oh, it's getting a good deal better.
Oh, that's fine. I had two or three little quick things on the phone. I did call on President McKay out at Salt Lake City. He was very appreciative, and it was obviously he was had been tremendously gratified by his luncheon with you here. So I carried out that mission. Secondly, I'll be seeing Drabinin has asked to see me at 2 o'clock, and apparently about the flyers. We got the one man back, but we won't know his story yet for a few hours. But I thought I'll call you or let you know if Drabinin brings up anything. I'll do my best with him to get the other two back.
Fine.
Now, I'm going on Face the Nation tomorrow about 12:30. So if at any particular point you think it's important to bring out, you might just...
Let me read you a statement I've got on Panama.
Right.
That I thought I might just give as an American source. And I'd like for you to say substantially the same thing over and over and over again, but let me get it for you.
Right.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure. I've just gone over this hurriedly, but I told him what I wanted to say, and I'm not sure it says it, but I'd like you to listen to it.
Right.
See if you see anything very objectionable about it.
Right.
Our two countries are not linked by only a single agreement or a single interest. We're bound together in an inter-American system whose objective is, in the words of the Charter, through mutual understanding and respect for the sovereignty of each, to provide for the betterment of all, unquote. Under the many treaties and declarations which form the fabric of that system, we've long been allies in the struggle to strengthen democracy and to enhance the welfare of our people. Our history is witness to this essential unity of interest and belief. just as we assisted at the dawn of Panamanian independence, Panama has unhesitatingly come to our side twice in this century when we were threatened by aggression. On December the 7th, 1941, Panama declared war on our attackers even before our own Congress had time to act. Since that war, Panama has wholeheartedly joined with us and our sister republics in shaping the agreements and the goals of this continent. We have also had a very special relationship with Panama, for they have shared with us the burden and the trust of maintaining the Panama Canal as a lifeline of defense and a keystone of hemispheric prosperity. All free nations are grateful for the effort that they have given to that task. As circumstances change, as history shapes new attitudes and expectations, it is appropriate that we review this special relationship. We are well aware that the claims of the government of Panama and of the majority of the Panamanian people do not spring from malice or hatred of America. They are based on a deeply felt sense of the honest and fair needs of Panama. It is therefore our obligation as allies and partners to discuss these claims and to meet with them when meeting with them is both just and possible. We are ready to do this. We are prepared to review every issue which now divides us and every problem which the Panamanian government wishes to raise. We are prepared to do this at any time, at any place. As soon as he is invited by the government of Panama, my ambassador will be on his way. He will arrive with full authority to discuss every difficulty. He'll be charged with the responsibility of seeking a solution which recognizes the fair claims of Panama and protects the interests of all the American nations in the canal. We cannot determine, even before discussion, what form that solution might best take, but his instructions will not prohibit any solution which is fair and subject to the appropriate constitutional processes of both our governments. I hope that on this basis we can begin to resolve our problems and move ahead to confront the real enemies of this hemisphere, the enemies of hunger and ignorance and disease and injustice. I know President Cherry shares this hope, for despite today's disagreements, the common values and interests which unite us are far stronger and far more enduring than the differences which divide us.
That's a very constructive statement, Mr. President. I wonder if I could...
I don't think that gives anything. That's been our position from the first hour. Now,
I think it would strengthen your own position a little bit. Fend off a little problem here at home. If about two-thirds of the way through, where you talked about reviewing this special relationship, you could put that in the past tense and say, and this special relationship has been subject to periodic review.
As circumstances change, as history shapes new attitudes and expectations, it is appropriate that we review this special relationship.
Yes, now
I had in it, but I cut it out because I didn't want to feed them some fresh meat on the hill.
Right.
It was almost a decade ago, in 1955, that we last did this.
Yes, well, it
is time we do so again. Now, I don't want to...
No, I think perhaps a specific reference to... to 55 and doing that again might take us too far. But if you put that review of the special relationship in the past tense, it has occurred on a number of occasions.
As circumstances change, as history shapes new attitudes and expectations, we have reviewed.
We have reviewed periodically this special relationship with our friends.
We have reviewed periodically this special relationship.
Right.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you, I guess I almost have to say that. Now, does that look like that we're backing off from anything we've taken?
I don't see how it...
It looks like to me it is from the standpoint of the criticism made, but not from what's in our heart. Now, our heart is this. We're not going to agree to anything before we sit down, number one. We're not going to agree to write any new treaty at all before we sit down, period.
Right.
If a new treaty is the document that's required to give equity, we're willing to write it and to recommend it and to approve it if every senator up there is against it, because we're going to do what's equitable.
Right.
But we're not going to do it at a... with a gun at their temple, and we're not going to agree to do it in advance.
Right. Well, now, Mr. President, I wonder if I could send Mr. Reed over to get a copy of that. Now, on the matter of using it, I think that if it is a good statement, I mean, I think you and I ought to look at it once again in another hour or two. But if it is a good statement, the question is whether one of us shouldn't say it.
Well, here's what I had thought I'd do. After I'm talking to Barbara Ward now,
right,
Lady Jackson, and when I got through, when she left, I was going to invite the press in, spend 10 or 15 minutes with me, just talking to me off for the record or for background, not any press conference.
Oh, I see.
I have a new press secretary, and I just wanted to tell him the problems I had. I thought before I left that I'd say, now, I've seen a lot about this Panamanian situation.
Right.
I've seen a lot of speculation and discussion and back and forth. It's a very important problem for both countries. And I've given a lot of thought to it. Our situation has never changed since Secretary Rusk and McNamara and I met the first morning. And I called the President of Panama. And I said in effect, this. And I have repeated it ever since. But somehow or other, I'm not sure that everybody understands it. And this is our position then, and this is our position now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, now, I think that's all right.
Can I get somebody on the phone and dictate this to you, and you be looking at it while I'm finishing it? Get some girl to type it up?
If you'll get your secretary.
I'll get Bill Moy. Just a second.
Hello?
Carolyn?
Hello?
I'll pick up the phone here. I want some dictation to come. Carol? Carol? No, but I'm on this. Can't you just plug in on the White House and see if you can? I'm trying.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
Is this Bill?
Yes.
Just a minute. I'll see you.
All right.
All right, Carolyn?
Yes.
Will you take this down?
All right. Paragraph.
Right ahead.
The present inability to resolve our differences with Panama is a source of deep regret. Paragraph. If I go too fast, Carolyn, stop me. Our two countries are not linked by only a single agreement or a single interest, period. We are bound together in an inter-American system whose objective is, comma, in the words of the Charter, comma, quote, through mutual understanding and respect for the sovereignty of each, comma, to provide for the betterment of all, period, quote. Paragraph. Under the many treaties and declarations which form the fabric of that system, comma, we have long been allies in the struggle to strengthen democracy and enhance the welfare of our people. Paragraph. Our history is witness to this essential unity of interest and belief. Paragraph. Just as we assisted at the dawn of Panamanian independence, comma, Panama has unhesitatingly come to our side twice in this century, comma, when we were threatened by aggression, period. On December 7th, comma, 1941, comma, Panama declared war on our attackers even before our own Congress had time to act, period. Since the war, comma, Panama has wholeheartedly joined with us, comma, and our sister republics, comma, in shaping the agreements and goals of this continent, period, paragraph. We have also had a had a special relationship with Panama, comma, for they have shared with